You're listening to Sunshine, and this is Table Talk with Leah. With me on the line today is workplace environment and resilience expert Steve Sharp, who'll be chatting about the importance for staff to have a good work-life balance, what are the boundaries and the barriers to this, and what role do business owners and managers play. Steve, welcome to Table Talk. Really appreciate your time today.
Hey, it's great to be here, Leah. Thanks for having me.
Now, Steve, this is a topic that seems to have almost exploded in the media over just the last few days. We're talking, of course, of the right to disconnect from work, particularly since the Senate passed some legislation on this just last Thursday. And we'll touch on those new laws soon. But first, can you talk us through what the right to disconnect from work is and why it's such an important topic of discussion?
Yeah, sure. So the right to disconnect, and just to open, I mean, it's such a red-hot topic at the moment.
Yeah.
On both sides of the aisle. But fundamentally, what it's talking about is employers who are contacting their people after hours. And what it's saying is that employees now have the right to disconnect, to not reply to communications, to not answer the phones after hours from contact with their employers, particularly if it is unreasonable.
Yeah.
Now, it's come out and it's really important, and I think a lot of people feel a bit blindsided by it. And, you know, from a business owner perspective, I empathise there as I am one, and I've run many a business. So it could be seen as another kind of kick to the guts.
Mm.
But if you look at the progression of what's happened over the last kind of 7 or 8 years, there's been a rise of understanding of the impact of psychological safety on workplace performance and mental health.
Yeah.
The feds and the state government bulked up the psychosocial hazards legislations over the past 18 months. And so what it's actually recognising is the psychological health of people in the workplace. And one of the critical factors to that is allowing people to switch off and get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
For them to not only feel great the next day, but also perform.
Yeah, very important. And listen, it has exploded, as we've mentioned in the media, just this past week. And they're probably, would I say, it's an emotionally charged topic. Most people, whether they're sitting on the business owner side, the leadership side, or as an employee, generally will have an emotional reaction to it. What do you think it says in general about workplace culture as a whole across Australia with this negatively charged emotion around it?
Well, I think it's driven by worry and fear.
Mm.
And I think on both sides of the aisle, you know, from a business perspective, you know, whether you're corporate top end of town or a small business, without actually having a deeper think about what this means, it is just another, you know, kick to the guts, as I said. And a lot of the reactions have been, you know, this is going to stifle a small business. It's just another thing that they have to do. People have been blaming the younger generation, you know, for being lazy and all of those types of things. And I think from the opposite end of the spectrum, you know, the employees are going, well, that's fantastic because I'm sick of my boss calling me every single night. Or my boss is constantly emailing every single night and I feel the need that I have to reply to them,
right,
which means I'm not sitting down at the TV with my family. I'm sitting on my computer replying to emails. So the initial reaction is obviously one of fear and worry and frustration.
Yeah.
But I think there's some core underlying things here that if people understand, can put them in a much more positive mindset about this particular issue.
Yeah, excellent. Now, Steve, we do have to take a break, but we're going to come back and unpack a little bit more about what this means for the business owner and the employee. So stay with us. Steve, we've been chatting about the right for employees to disconnect from work, and there was some legislation passed on this just last Thursday. I'm wondering if you could unpack for us a little bit more with regards to, because I know there's kind of two sides here. We've got our business owners and then the employees. For an employee who is consistently having to deal with work-related issues outside of their paid hours, what kind of impact is that having on them and their life?
Well, it's significant, particularly if it's consistent over a long period of time. And you think about it, I mean, to get quality sleep, our brain needs to switch off and calm down and get to bed at a reasonable time. Now, let's just imagine, you know, you've cooked dinner with your partner or for your family. During that cooking process, you've been worried about whether your boss is emailing you. You finish dinner, you sit down to watch TV, that niggle is in the back of your head. It's now 9:30 and you're checking your emails.
Yeah.
Your brain is still on, right? And so for you then to disconnect and get a good night's sleep, it becomes much harder. And the culminating effect of that means that most people's performance when they're actually being paid to be at work drops. And so in a lot of cases, we're burning the candle from both ends for our people. And I think this is why it's such an important issue.
Yes. And what would you say then for perhaps the life of a manager or a business owner who is consistently sort of stepping over the bounds, contacting someone, or if it's not contact, the expectation that they will be working around the clock? What do you think it needs to shift and change there?
Yeah, sure. And I think that, I mean, there's still managers and bosses out there that have this belief that if I'm still up working, then so should you. They're going to find life pretty difficult under this new law. But I think a lot of leaders and a lot of managers don't realise the impact that they're having on people because the expectations are unspoken.
Mm.
What I mean by that is, you know, a manager or a leader is in back-to-back meetings all day. You know, they get home. It's their only opportunity to get to their emails. They start to do their emails. In the back of their mind, they don't have any expectation that people should reply to their emails that night, but they haven't made that explicit.
Right.
So their people are then doing the same thing.
Yep.
And so I think this is as much about leaders becoming much more conscious of their own behaviour on their team and making expectations explicit. You know, hey team, I am going to do this because I get caught sometimes, but please do not feel that you have to reply to these emails until you get back to work. And I think that's the thing here is what it will drive is conversations around clarity of expectation that probably haven't been had in teams and in businesses.
So key. The communication there is going to be so important. Hey, Steve, are you able to hang on the line? I've got more questions with you for you regards to business owners. We're going to chat about what this means for them and the new laws. With me on the line is workplace environment and resilience expert Steve Sharp, and we have been chatting about the importance for good work-life balance with employees and business owners. Now, Steve, some new laws have actually been passed just last Thursday in the Senate, and this will impact on some business owners. And there is a bit of noise or concerns that this will significantly increase litigation. What are your thoughts on this? What's the effect for business owners?
Oh, listen, I think that's blowing up. My personal view is the Fair Work Commission will only get involved in extraordinary circumstances. And what people have to understand is if an employee is feeling like they're being contacted unreasonably outside of hours, they've first got to talk to their employer, right, and go through due process. It's only if that due process doesn't work that the employee can go to the Fair Work Commission. And even if the Fair Work Commission sides with the employee, they will only ever issue a warning to the employer. So the employer would have to then continue that behaviour for the employee to go back to Fair Work Commission. And if Fair Work Commission agree with the employee on the second time, it's only then that they'll consider a fine. And so it will only be in rare circumstances where an employer and employee can't actually find middle ground and a solution.
That's good to know that there's some safeguards in place then for any small business owners or large business owners out there who might be concerned, because at the end of the day, there could be some employees perhaps that are being unreasonable in their complaints even. And so it's not one side is necessarily heavier on this than another, because I imagine there's a lot of business owners listening to this saying, look, I don't consistently contact my employees out of work hours, but every now and again, it might be necessary. What would you say to that?
Well, I think that's reasonable.
Mm.
And I think the word reasonable or unreasonable, the government or the Fair Work Commission have no chance in coming out with a blanket sheep dip definition of reasonable and unreasonable because of the diversity of job roles, time of work, hours worked. It just can't be done. And so to me, what's reasonable and unreasonable actually needs to be discussed and agreed at business level or each team and each business level. And so it's a great opportunity now for business leaders and small business owners to throw that on the table with their people.
So good. And I have read that there's some concerns from various business councils around cost and complexity. What would you say to those concerns?
Well, I'd say that turnover rates and absenteeism rates are already costing us a fair whack of money as well. And so, yes, this adds complexity. Yes, in some circumstances, there might be additional costs involved because employers might have to remunerate people who have a mandate to be on call if they haven't already done that. However, the healthier our people are and the more engaged they are in their work, we know turnover goes down, we know absenteeism goes down, which then decreases the overall cost to a business over time. And with the difficulty of finding and keeping great people at the moment, that's absolutely paramount.
Absolutely. Now, Steve, we do need to throw to another song here, but I think you're going to have some very important takeaways for us as employees, business owners particularly. With me on the line is workplace environment and resilience expert Steve Sharp, and we have been chatting about the importance for staff to have a good work-life balance. Some new laws were passed just last week in the Senate that will impact both business owners and employees. But Steve, I think something that I've learnt today from chatting with you is that with these new laws coming into play, it's actually a great opportunity for managers, business owners, and the employees to sit down and communicate and just be clear about expectations.
Absolutely. And I think it's, you know, with all the worry and frustration, that negative emotion, my encouragement to all people leaders across the country in whatever capacity you're in is let's get productively positive about this. And I think step number one is connect with your people, right? You have to have strong connections with each of the individuals in your team. Understand them, understand what pressures they're under outside of work, number one. Number two is get rid of the unspoken expectations. This is a great opportunity to sit your team down and go, can we have a conversation about this and come up with a collective solution? It doesn't need to be you standing in front of your people saying, these are the expectations. Put it all on the table. This is the work we need to get done. There might be some after-hours stuff. Can we come up with a joint solution? So then everyone's on the same page. I think is a great opportunity for all teams across the country. And lastly, I think from an employee perspective, you know, be actively involved in those processes. Get in and contribute to the agreement.
My last thing
for leaders is quite simply, just be really conscious about, you know, what information you're disseminating after hours. If you need to call your people, then make sure that they know why you're calling. I was having a chat to a coffee shop owner who texts their people the word roster, so the employee knows exactly why they're going to call. It's a 30-second conversation and we're done. And if you're emailing at night, which, you know, when I was a leader, I absolutely had to because of back-to-back meetings and all of those types of things. Two things, make sure your people understand that they don't have to reply and you do not expect them to, and that you would rather them to switch off and go to bed. Or the habit that I got into was I timed my email delivery. So I'd do all my emails at night, but they wouldn't be sent until the beginning of the next day, or in some people's cases, the beginning of the next shift.
Yeah, great tip
so,
there.
A couple of suggestions
one.
There. Yeah, I reckon, and you'll be on a productively positive pathway, and you'll probably end up with a more connected and productive team.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Steve, I really appreciate your time today and sharing your expertise and your thoughts on this.
It was great to chat, Leah. Thanks so much.